Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Vayishlach, that's Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Vav. And Yaakov had just met Esav and his 400 men, and the Pasuk says, Vatigashna Shvachas Heinav Yaldehen Vatishtachaveno, and the Shvachas and their children approached, and they bowed down, Vatigash Gam Leah Vilodev Yishtachavu, and Leah also approached with her children, and they bowed down, Vachar Nigash Yosef Rachel Yishtachavu, and Yosef and Rachel approached afterwards, and they bowed down. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, Nigash Yosef Rachel, Bekulin with all them, Imahis Nigash Lefnei Abanim, the mothers they approached before their children, Avel Barachel, when it came to Rachel, Yosef Nigash Lefaneo, Yosef, he went in front of his mother. Amar, he said to himself, Imi Fastire, my mother is very beautiful. Shami Yisloba in Vaisa Rasha, perhaps that Rasha is going to look at her. And my Kenegda, I'm going to stand in front of her, Vakvenu Milastakoba, and I'm going to prevent him from looking at her. Mikanzach Yosef Brichas Ali Ayan, from here Yosef was Zaycha, he married the Brach of Ali Ayan over the eye, meaning he cannot have Ayan Hara on him. Bat Chomish Pasuk Ches, Vayomer, and he said, meaning Esav said to Yaakov, Milacha Kol Machna Azasha Pagashti, who is this camp that I've met? Vayomer Lim Sechen Bene Adaini, he said, it's to find favor in my master's eyes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Milcha Kol Machne, Mikol Machne Asher Pagashti, who's this camp that I met, Shehu Shalcha, that it's yours, Klaimer, meaning to say, Lama Hu Lecha, why do you need it? Upshuta Shalmekha, and the simple understanding is, Amo Elicha Mincha, regarding the people that brought him this present. Umidrashe Medrash says, Kita Shamalachim Paga, the Esav and his men actually met up with groups of Malachim, Shahayu Dechav and Maisai, they were pushing him, Vesanashav and his men, Va'im Lahem, and telling them, Shalmi Atem, who do you belong to? Vehem Aim Lahem Shal Esav, we belong to Esav, meaning we're part of Esav's company. Vehain Aimim, and they would say, meaning the Malachim to all those that accompany them, whoever accompanies Malachim, Haku, Haku, strike them, strike them. Ve'elu Aimrim, so Esav's men said, Hanichu, leave us alone. B'noishel Yitzhaku, he's the son of Yitzhak, V'loihoi Mashgichim Alav, but they wouldn't pay attention. Ben B'noishel Avramhu, he's the grandson of Avram, V'loihoi Mashgichim Alav, they didn't pay attention. Achav Shayakavu, he's the brother of Yaakov. Aimrim, they said, Aim, Kain, if so, Mishalanu Atem, then you belong to us, and they left him alone. So that's what he meant to say, who's this camp, these Malachim that came and were striking us. Back to Chomash Pasuk Tes, Ve'yemer Esav said, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. Achi, my brother, Yehilach Asher Lach, that which is yours, it should be to you, meaning you don't have to give me the present. Let's see Rashi over here. Over here, he actually was admitting that he could keep the brachas as well. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gid, Vayomer Yaakov. Yaakov said, Alna, do not say that. If I found favor in your eyes, you could take my present from me. For I've seen your face. It's like seeing God's face, and you've been appeased by me. Take my blessing, meaning take my gift, that was brought to you. For Hashem has been gracious to me, and I have everything. And he pressured him, and he took it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud. Al na tarmali kain. Don't say that to me. Im na matzai sichem benecha, wal kachtim in chasim yadi, ke al kain reisi ponecha, ki kedai vahogun luchash at the kalb in chasi, for it's proper and befitting of you to accept it. Al asher reisi ponecha, for now I've seen your face, vein chashuvinli, that's important to me, ki reis pnei amalach, sher reisi sar shalcha, that I've seen your ministering angel, like we learned about previously. And v'ayin, furthermore, he was telling him, al shen satsay salim chali al surchani, then you've been appeased by me, and you've forgiven me for that which I did to you. V'lama his kulai reis amalach, why is it that Yaakov had to mention that he saw Esav's malach? Him and who say he should be afraid of him, the Yomer, and say, Ra Malachim Nitzol, he saw Malachim and he was saved, Eini Yocholei Me'ata, I'm not going to be able to overcome him. Let's jump to Pasuk Yud Aleph in Rashi, Berchasi, Minchasi, meaning my gift. Minchazu, this gift, Habal, Rias Panav Liprakim, it's given because one has seen another only from time to time, Ein Aba El She'elas Shalom, it's only coming as a peace offering, as a peace gift. Let's jump to the next Rashi, Asher, Huvas Lach, that was brought to you. What was Yaakov trying to tell him? Leitarachtaba, you didn't have to work for this gift, Vani Yogati, Lagia, Chabal Yotcha, and I worked really hard that it should reach you and get to your hand, and therefore I want you to take it from me. Let's skip this Rashi, go to the next one. Yeshli Koil, Yaakov said, I have everything. Kalsi Puki, everything I need, I have. The Esav Diru L'Shen Gava, Esav, he spoke in a very haughty, pompous manner. He said, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. Yosef, Yosef Mechdei Tzarchi, I have way more than I even need. And he was trying to show off how much he had. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis Vayomer, and he said, meaning Esav said to Yaakov, Nisav and Elcha, travel and let's go Ve'elcha and Agdecha, and I'll travel next to you. I'll go next to you. Vayomer 11, he said to him, Adoni Yodea Ke'el Dimra Kim, you know that the children are young, Vatzain Vabakar, Olis Aloy, and the flocks and the cattle that are nursing are on me. If we push them even one day, all the flocks are going to die. Let my master go in front of his servant, and I'm going to go and travel at my slow pace, according to the foot of the work that is in front of me, and according to the feet of the children, meaning according to their pace, until I come to my master to Seir. So Esav tried to go with Yaakov, and Yaakov managed to wheedle out of it the first time. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, the second Rashi, I'm going to go along with you. I'm going to do this favor for you. I'm going to lengthen my travels to go very slowly, to go along with you like you need. Along with you. Pasuk Gimel and Rashi. So Yaakov had told him, the flocks and cattle that are nursing, they are on me. I have to make sure they go very slow. This means raising their young. If we try to push them to make them run, they're they're all going to die. As if we knock them, meaning we're going to push them hard. Yaakov told him, don't delay, don't take a long time, you should just go back. Go your usual way, your usual pace, even if you go far away from me. According to my slow pace, slow, calm, easy. Next, Rashi, according to the needs of the feet of the work that I have to do, meaning according to our pace, according to how much they can walk. Some children can walk and they go very slow. He actually expanded, he elongated the way. Because Yaakov only had intent to go all the way till Sukkos, he never had intent to go to Seir. Amar Yaakov said to himself, if he wants to do bad to me, so he should wait until I get to him. And he never got to him. Now, when is the Yaakov is going to go? Yaakov wasn't telling a lie. He said, I'm going to go to Seir. So when is the Yaakov did go to Seir? That's in the days of Mashiach. That's when Klai Yisrael is going to go to Seir to judge Har Esav, to judge the people of Esav and all the Goyim. And there's many different ways of darshaning this in Haggadah. So back to Chumash Pasuk Dezvav, Esav tries again. He said, let me assign to you some of the people that are with me. In modern day Hebrew, a nitzig is a representative. So let me give you some representatives of mine to go with you. And Yaakov said, Lamaza, why do you have to do that? Let me find favor in your eyes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dezvav. Why are you going to do this favor for me? I don't need it. Let me find favor in your eyes and don't pay me anything now. I came to give you a present. I wanted to be kind to you. I don't need anything in return. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezayin. Vayashav bayemahu Esav ledarkei Seira. Esav on that day returned to Seir. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezayin. Vayashav bayemahu Esav ledarkei. Esav levadei. This implies that Esav went on his own. There was no one with him. V'arbemeis isha holchu imay. The 400 people that were with him, nishmetu me'etzlei echad echad. They slowly but surely slipped away one by one until he was left alone. V'hechan parol hamakadosh baruch hu. So where did Hashem pay them back for leaving Esav? V'mei David. This in days of David. Shneimar says ki im arbemeis ish nara sherachval gmalim. David wiped out everyone except for 400 men that got to escape. That was their schar for leaving Esav. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudzayin. V'Yaakov nasa sukaisa. Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. V'yivin loybayis. He built himself a house. Ulmikneu asa sukaisa and made huts for his livestock. Al kan kar shem makam sukaisa. That's why I call the name of the place Sukkos. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yudzayin. V'yivin loybayis. Shasham yudches chaydash. He lived there for 18 months. Kayetz v'charif v'kayetz. A summer, a winter, and a summer. That's a total of 18 months. Sukkos kayetz. He built himself huts. That's for the summer. Bayis a house. Charif. That's for the winter. And Sukkos. The pasuk repeated itself by saying Sukkos again. Kayetz. That's another summer. So he was there for 18 months. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches. Vayava Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. Yaakov arrived intact or whole to the city of Shechem, Asher Beretz Canaan, which is the land of Canaan, Bevoy Mipadan Aram, and is coming from Padan Aram, Vayichan Hespneo Ir, and he encamped facing the city. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches. Shalem, what does that mean he came intact? Shalem Begufa, he was intact in his body. Shenestrapi Mitzel Asoi, he was healed from his limp. Shalem Bemaina, he was intact with all his money. Shalem Chasar Kulumikol Ise Dairain, he wasn't missing any money from that present that he gave to Esav. Shalem Betairasa, he was complete in his Taira. Shalem Shachach Tamude Beis Lavan, he didn't forget any of his learning in Lavan's house. Ir Shechem, he came to the city of Shechem, Kemay Ir to the city, V'chamayu Ad Bayana Beis Lachem, V'vayim Padan Aram, and is coming from Padan Aram, so don't we know that he was on his way back from Padan Aram? So this is Ka'adam Aymel Chaver, it's like a person telling his friend, Yatsa Plaini Mibain Shini Arayas Uba Shalim, this person escaped the lion's jaws, and he came whole, he came intact. Avkan Soto over here, V'yave Shalim Padan Aram, he came whole, intact from Padan Aram, Milavan Ume Esav Shenizdav Guloi Baderech, from Lavan and Esav, they encountered him along the way, they want to stop him, and he managed to escape them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes. Vayikan es chalkas asada asher natasham ahalei, and he purchased the portion of the field that he planted his tent there, miyad b'nei chamar avi Shechem, from the sons of Chamar, the father of Shechem, b'mei kasita, for this amount of mei kasita. Vayatzev sham mizbech, and he set up a mizbech there, vayikra loy, and he called it Kael Elokei Yisrael, Hashem is the God of Israel. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes. Kasita ma, it's a certain coin, Amar Rabbi Kiva, he says, kshalachti l'chrak ayam, when I went to the cities by the sea, hayukar in lama a kasita. They would call the coin called a ma a kasita. Pasuk chafin Rashi, vayikra loy Kael Elokei Yisrael. He called it Hashem, the God of Israel. L'shem Mizbeach Kari Elokei Yisrael. Not that the Mizbeach is called Elokei Yisrael. El al Shem Shehaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Ima Vitziloi. It's only because Hashem was with him and he saved him. Kar Shem HaMizbeach, Al Shem HaNes. He called Mizbeach because of this Nes. Li'es Shivcha Shel Makim Nizkar B'Kriyas Hashem. So that the praise of Hashem should be remembered when we call the name of this Mizbeach. Kolimar, meaning to say, Misha, who Kael, the one that is Hashem. Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Hashem. Hu Le'elokim Li, he is my God. Shishmi Yisrael, my name is Yisrael. V'chein Metzinu, Misha, we find the same thing by Misha Rabbeinu. V'yikar Shmei Hashem Nisi. L'shem Mizbeach Kari Hashem, not that the Mizbeach is called Hashem, El Al Shem HaNes Kar Shem Mizbeach. He called the Mizbeach by the name of the Nes, L'hazker Shivcha Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, to remember the praise of Hashem. Hashem. Hashem, hu nisi. Hashem is my nace. Rabbi Seinu Darshu and Chazal Darshan that it's the other way around. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Karoi Li Yaakov Kael. Hashem called Yaakov God. He called him Kael. So the way we would understand the pasuk is Vayikra Loi Kael Elokei Yisrael. Elokei Yisrael, Hashem called him Kael. He called him God. V'divrei Torah Kapati Shepaitzet Sala. And the words of Torah are like a hammer that smashes a rock, Mischakim L'kama Ta'amim, and it breaks up into many little pieces. And there's many different ways of understanding Torah. Vani Liyashiv Pshuta Shel Mikrabasi. Rashi says, I've come to explain it just according to the simple understanding of the Pesukim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.